and Tove. We played some Lyle earlier. And Tove. Here's Summer Day Green featuring Tove on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
Another week to cure the pain. Another month gone by, I feel praying that the world has something more to offer me on Thursday, Friday. But they never seem to turn out my way. Saturday, I'm ready once again. I could take a pill and just forget. Strap me to a great big jet plane. I'll be back again on Monday. And I'm just looking for some
all for you. We don't have to talk, I know it's all been true. But we God's good, not even perfect. Cause I'm only a man and still learning.
Single day, there's a world.
I want to be.
sound a little bit like Air right there. Hey, Gunnar here, Steel City Music. We're hanging out, spinning some tunes in this hour. Closing out the second half of this hour, you're going to hear Year of the Dogs with Sweet Red, China with the track Mysterious, Dora Jar with Multiply, Grady Strange with I Listen to Your Radio Show at Night. That would be that. I used to do an overnight show. It's like a lot of fun, man. I used to be up for hours and hours and hours. Cool getting all those weird calls late at night. Vild with Hazel coming up as well. Billy Umo with Feels Just Like the First Time. Robbie Mitch with Close and Closer. Scoobert Dubert. Love that name. Can't Imagine Feeling Better. And starting things off, some Alicia Clara with Stone Like Eyes on Steel City Music. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Today I got a skip in my step, but then I find I'm tripping on a banana. Banana. I dust off and skip along. I got a good thing going on. Marijuana named Obama. OJ. Taking the view, best dream I ever knew. Ride a llama, Dalai Lama. We ride through the seven seas, His Holiness and me. Getting karma, knowing Dharma.
So
thank you.
to come over. Put your hand upon my shoulder. Shield me from all the exposure. Wake me up whenever it's over. 'Cause I'm so, 'cause I'm so fired up.
something that you said I related to, because you and I were doing the same thing when we were in our 20s, which is we were pitching ideas to celebrities.
Right.
And that could be a really scary thing from experience.
Yeah. And there were plenty of moments of like hilarious, naive arrogance.
Yeah.
Of like, I got this. Like, here's my idea for you. And even more so if something got picked and was being produced, saying, I feel like when you come out of the puff of smoke, go like that, you know, do it a little bigger, like to a comedy legend. Or like that thing of where you'd write for the host in your mind. That was the other funny thing, is like, I'd be like, no, do it like you. Like, we wrote this for you. So do what we think your signature thing is that you in your head are like, what? Like, you know, do the thing where you go like, get out of here. And they'd be like, I don't do that. And I'd be like, yeah, you do. Do it. Then would be put in my place correctly by some people gently. But like you could see in their eyes, like, do what now? And you go, right, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I will say I also learned if someone's unwilling and you can, and I don't know, maybe you had a different experience. If they aren't doing it well a couple times in a row, they don't want to do it.
Yes.
And as much as I believe in my comedy sketch idea and demand that it be on the air, and as much as I'm exhausted and chain smoking and, you know, I have had too much coffee and I'm like, he's doing it wrong. Like, I was like, this person doesn't want to do this. And so let's, like, we wouldn't pull it, but let's mentally be prepared that this will probably get cut.
Right.
And that's like that's collaborating, which like I learned, I was like, it's something about the wording or something about the way in, it's not clicking with them. They can't wrap their head around it. You don't just jam that into someone's mouth and go, say it. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Was that something where you sort of had to learn how to make peace and...
Yes. Especially with monologues. People would say jokes in a way it'd be like, that was great. I'd like pause right before that part. I think I'd be good. Like throwing a little pause. Great. Let's do it again. You're like, I think like, but I think it's like, you know, da 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 da. Like, you know, like, I just think that pause will help, you know, do it wrong again. You'd be like, And they'd be like, they'd be like, I don't like that joke. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're always like, oh, you haven't liked that joke all week. And you, oh, sorry. And like, it's your monologue. And you and I should be working together.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Call you in the morning. voluntarily labeling in no way infringes upon First Amendment rights. Labeling is little more than truth in packaging, by now a time-honored principle in our free enterprise system. And without labeling, parental guidance is virtually impossible.
What I suspect is that because rock and roll music reaches so many different people, and it does reach them on a repetitive level, and it does form an important part of their life, if you can control that medium, you are going to be able to control the ideas which go out to those young people. And there are some people who don't want to have young people thinking too much, because you got to keep them really stupid to buy certain products and to vote for certain people.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
It's so mysterious. I bet you want it like that. Leave it to my body like I'm paralyzed. I cannot hold back. Face it, I got you running like that. I swear I won't be staring at the phone. It's so mysterious. Oh, you got me running circles like that. I'm good at the lines, but I figured I don't want that back. How we keep running off and never ask. Now, baby, I read you.
Steel City Music.
Sweet red notification. Thank you.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Somewhere in between, fast asleep, flying dream. I'm a ghost to you, here it goes to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, here it goes to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, you're a ghost to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, you're a ghost to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis.
Gregory Allen Isaacoff right there for you, Snow Angel. Hey, you're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music, and we've got a big, huge, mega lineup of music this hour. No breaks, no commercials, no yip, no yap, no interviews, no whole lot of nada. Just straight up cool music. So here we go. A live version of Peter Gabriel by request. The track In Your Eyes, I played that a while ago, and someone emailed me and said, hey, can you spin that again? Blah, blah, blah. Yep. Though I'm not looking at my email, and I would really like to say their name, so I screwed up. Also, you're going to hear Chelsea Wolf with Emma Ruth Rundle with Anhedonia. There you go. Let's try that way. Also, Launder in this set with the track Chew. We're going to spin some Small Black again as well with Boy's Life. Death Cab for Cutie, I Will Possess Your Heart. And the